Well, a terrible story evolved around this time yesterday morning at Bendigo in country Victoria, which has seen the tragic death of track work rider Donna Philpott. Now, for many of our listeners here in New South Wales and Sydney and listening to us maybe away from Victoria through the TAB app or whatever way, you may not know Donna, but we are a racing industry that stick together and we work with each other under these terrible circumstances. Sean Dwyer, we know very well as a trainer. He's been based at Bendigo now for a number of years, joins us. Morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Andrew.
Sean, I know this is a very difficult one and I really do appreciate you coming on. Obviously, what I'd really like you to do, mate, is just spell out what Donna was about, because she obviously loved being a part of the racing industry.
Andrew, it's really, you know, when you're trying to explain how good something was to your friends or whatever, it's very hard. But
yep.
Donna came from down here. Originally, she was apprenticed to Wayne Walters, and she ventured to Townsville as a 19-year-old or something, and was indentured to a very good trainer up there called Jim Dixon, who I had a fair bit to do with in my time from North Queensland.
Yeah.
And I rang him the other day, and we spoke, and he said she's just a red-hot goer and a beautiful young girl, you know. And she's still the same at 48. They moved in next door to us 3 years ago. Old Jack Payton passed away, and they bought his stables and house. And typical of them, they call their property Payton Place. And that's what they were, but she was just one of the most inspirational women that any man in any, or woman in any walk of life would meet. Never a bad word about anything, and never without a smile on her face, and just do anything for anybody. It's just, you know, there's one horse left at the track in the morning and no one wants to ride it. Donna would always be there to help out. So it's just tragic. And Gus, Philpott, who hails from Brisbane, he's obviously nearly inconsolable, as are the two daughters, and their two daughters, and Gus's two daughters from a previous marriage arrived through the night. They got in about 2 o'clock this morning. My son drove down to Melbourne and got them off the plane. But so it was a very long day yesterday, and it will be today, but she was just so well-liked wherever she went. They went to Japan for 5 years to where the children were, and the youngest daughter was born there, and they came back to Australia to raise the kids, and they spent time in Cairns, Townsville, and Rockhampton before they ventured down here. They got a very, very good owner down here, Peter Brown, and things were ticking along well. They've got a very good Benfica filly called Beneficial Miss, and everything was going great, mate, till yesterday, and she's going to be very, very sadly missed.
Mate, you, I know it's very hard to talk about it because it's very fresh. It only happened 24 hours ago virtually when it happened in that jump out. The horse fell and she's obviously suffered injuries that she couldn't fight and lost her life. But you, just listening to you there, Sean, just in the way that she was a natural around a horse. I mean, we often forget track work riders. They are a crucial part of our business. And sometimes for a trainer, Sean, like yourself, they are the most important part because they've got to teach the horse in some ways.
Look, she was, she wasn't, she's just a good horseman, mate. You know, if you've been a lot of winners all over the place. But she just loved it. You know, someone told me yesterday that she rode in the first jump out and won very well, and she'd come back and she said, God, I miss riding, but this is the next best thing, you know.
Yeah.
She only gave up riding when she came here 3 years ago. But it was her life. And like a lot of us, at times we wish we could walk away, but the industry is very addictive, and it's a great industry and it's a big family. But she just absolutely loved it. And she's been riding work for me. My daughter's over in England having a little dolphin for 6 weeks, and Donna's filling the slot for us. But she just loved it. She just loved, you know, being at the track at 5 o'clock, and she must have ridden for nearly everybody here. Anybody that needed a horse work, she was just so willing. And I know it's the things you say, but there was nobody at the track more like Donna Philpott.
Yeah,
and that's just the way it is. She had time and happiness for everybody, unconditionally. It's just a tragic. We'll never get over it, Andrew. We'll just endure it. And
yeah.
That's what you do in life. And there's been a lot of support from the racing industry. I spoke to Michael Felgate this morning, and Bendigo Jockey Club have been fantastic, as has RVL. And, you know, once we get over this bit of a mourning stage, we'll make sure that Gus and the girls are pretty well sorted, and we'll go from there. But it's a big family, and I think with all the bad press we've had over the last 10 or 15 years and one thing and another, and this is probably as sad as anything, but in some ways she was a shining light in everybody's life, mate. Very, very sad in this year already.
I can hear it in your voice, Sean, and I know there'll be many people listening that didn't know Donna at all, but the racing industry, as you said earlier, it is addictive. We love what we do. We love, you know, talking to people and watching people ride horses, and we have a bet and things like that. But it is a total racing industry that sticks together under these circumstances. And while many of our listeners, Sean, are interstate, and as I say, may not have known Donna, our thoughts are certainly with the whole family. Yeah, with the whole family.
I'm sure, Andrew. And, you know, for those that didn't have the good fortune to have met her, I'll never know what they missed. She's just unbelievably good person.
Yeah, I understand.
But racing will look after. We always look after our own in one way or another, mate. And as I said, we'll mourn as long as we need to, and we'll just endure it. And that's all we can do.
Yeah, it's just something we've just got to endure, as you say. But our thoughts are certainly with Gus and the girls and the whole racing community in Bendigo, Sean. We do thank you, mate. I can really feel in your voice that you are battling. But to come on this morning and to discuss it, I really do thank you, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew. And I'd like to chat again in some happier circumstances.
Yeah.
But I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you letting the Australian racing public know just what a lovely woman she was.
No, good on you, Sean. Thanks a lot, mate.
See you, mate.
See you, mate. Sean Dwyer from Bendigo. He fought it, and I must admit right now I'm fighting it because you hear the emotion in his voice that just how lovely Donna Philpott must have been as a person, not only in racing but as a person, and you really feel for the grief that husband Gus and the girls are just going through at the moment. It's something that you just can't imagine going through.